Good afternoon, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. We are coming live from the Crime Con Convention 2022 at the Paris Hotel here in Las Vegas, Nevada. To say that this is a big event would be an understatement. I cannot believe how many people are here for Crime Con. And the crowds, I don't know what the official number is, but there were people lined up this morning for it to begin. And we didn't know what to expect. This is our first time ever coming here. And to say that I am pleasantly surprised would also be an understatement, because we've had so many people come up to our little booth here, have a little photo booth set up where they can take a picture with us and get sent right to their phone. And so many people are so excited to meet Julie, Frank, and myself, and just to say hi, which is very humbling and greatly appreciated. So I wanted to say that. A lot of great podcasters here for true crime as well. I mean, just so many people. We got Nancy Grace, a couple little booths over from us. It's kind of a big event. So it's just been kind of fun. But we didn't do a show yesterday because we were traveling. So, you know, we jumped into Crime Talk 1 and headed out and packed up here. So we made it. And but there's a story that I came across the other night, and I'm like, wow, this is rather interesting. How did I not know about this story? And I want to tell you about it, because a now former Idaho lawmaker was convicted today for raping a 19-year-old legislative intern after they had had dinner. Okay, and why is a grown man going to dinner with a 19-year-old intern? Just weird, right? But the twist that came from this, and I'm a little surprised the prosecutor went forward, but it was in their best interest apparently to do this, because it turned out just fine. So the intern took the stand and testified how she had met the senator, or at the time then legislator, a guy by the name of Aaron Von Engler. And she was raped at her apartment after two had had dinner at a Boise restaurant back in 2021. He claims, the legislator, ex-legislator, claims that the encounter was completely consensual. And like I said, he was a state representative at the time. He had since resigned, and he'd been banned from the state house. Now, when the complaining witness testified Wednesday, of this week, she is kind of going through it, described it. When the victim was up there testifying as to what happened, she basically says, I can't do this. When they get to the part with all the illegal stuff, she says, I can't do this. Basically gets up, walks off the witness stand, and leaves. The judge took a recess for about 10 minutes to see if she could compose herself, decide she's going to come back. The victim refuses to come back to the witness stand, and the judge says, well, I have to strike her testimony completely because she was not subject to cross-examination. So therefore, you cannot consider a single thing that she said. And, well, the prosecutor went forward. There were statements that the victim could testify to about during the medical exam, and other outcry witness statements that were permitted to come in under the rules of evidence. Well, guess what? The ex-legislator was found guilty. Like I said, hats off to the prosecutor for going forward with that case with no victim's testimony, essentially, at least not convicted. Now, how do you unring that bell? I don't think you can. It must have been pretty compelling to the jury as well. And I'm sure they were watching the legislator at the time as to see what his reaction was. I would think that it would be a situation where the judge maybe asked for a mistrial from the defense, but they didn't do that. So that was the one story that really caught my eye. I was like, wow, we really need to talk about that, because most cases don't go forward when there's no victim. They need somebody to come in and point to them and say, that's the person that did the bad, bad things to me. She wouldn't do that and said, I can't do this, and storms off the stand. I've never seen that in my career. I've never usually by the time the case gets to trial, the victim is all in and is willing to, testify and tell the truth. And not saying she didn't do it, but apparently for this young 19-year-old, I guess she'd be probably 20, 21 years old right now, she did not, she just thought that she couldn't do it, but she made it through. So that's the one case I want to talk about today. And just want to say thank you to everybody. We do our show every day, and we try to put a show up every day. And, we have people say nice words to us. We have other people that say not so nice words to us. But it's always nice to meet the people in person who watch the channel and who really appreciate it. It's like, wow, maybe we are doing something worthwhile after all. And it is rather humbling that it's just rather humbling that people were excited to meet us, and it's just been great to meet everybody. So I want to thank everybody. Keep it short today, but just wanted to check in, say thank you. Like I said, we're live here at CrimeCon. There is a virtual thing, but I'll be honest with you that we're still trying to figure it out, and no one seems to be having a whole lot of luck with it, so we just went live as well. The crowds here are just incredible, and there is also the NFL football draft as well, which also makes it pretty big and amazing. So, all right, that's all we have for today. Thanks for watching, and appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll see you next time on Crime Talk.